The government is focused on creating opportunities for economic growth and job creation. Consequently, the HeartTrust NTA is repositioning itself to develop a Jamaican workforce that is ready to seize the emerging job opportunities. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid tells us more. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Minister, with regard to training, how does the HeartTrust fit within the government's overall thrust for economic growth and job creation?
Well, you know, HeartTrust is a very important agency as part of our ministry, and they are working with us strategically to ensure that we identify the gaps in terms of our training needs and providing for the training that is required, because their mandate is training of the workforce. And one of the things I've said to the private sector is to signal what are the areas of need, particularly as we look at the emerging job opportunities in animation, BPO, in the hospitality areas, maritime and logistics, and all these areas. We are now getting HeartTrust to be available to train the workforce. And, you know, I've been speaking to investors, and I had an opportunity to speak to, for example, Harvard Business Review. And Heart, by the way, was also interviewed for that magazine. And it's important that we signal to the international investment community that Jamaica has the kind of human resource capital that they can utilize, and therefore they are welcome to come to Jamaica and invest. And so the HeartTrust NTA is absolutely critical in this particular initiative.
And I've spoken to its executive director, Dr. Wayne Wesley, and he also seems to have a strong emphasis on employment generation.
Absolutely.
Not just the
Absolutely.
Training, but the actually employment generation.
Absolutely.
Speak to that, Minister.
Yes, part of the strategy also of HEART is to of course, have entrepreneurship programs. So we also train in person in entrepreneurship. But beyond that, investing in SMEs, the small, medium-sized enterprises. We have a fund we have established that will allow for young persons who have good ideas and need some seed capital to approach HeartTrust, and we'll give them some seed capital along with, of course, training them in terms of good business management skills and so on. We also, through HeartTrust, look at placing trained workers into jobs. So we are also together focused on how we can expand economic activities, and by that expansion, how we can get persons employed.
Is there any collaboration, Minister, with the private sector to see what the workforce needs are and how those needs can be coordinated?
Absolutely.
With the work being done by HeartTrust and the training
Absolutely.
Being provided?
Absolutely. There is a particular division of HeartTrust that does workforce collect data, labor market survey.
Okay.
And we work with the Ministry of Labor and, of course, the private sector, and for us to determine with them where the gaps are. And I mean, I was fortunately a previous member of the board of HeartTrust, so I'm quite familiar with the work of HeartTrust, and I know this is a data that they have mined for me, the data I've used. I was able to look at some of the areas of need within the workforce needs of the country. So that is a work that HeartTrust does, and as I said, they are positioned as an institution that can respond to workforce training and development. In fact, I encourage Jamaican workers to come and train at HeartTrust. You know, we are trying to move to a stage where you really, you know, ought not to get employment unless you're fully trained in the competencies that are required for the job. So it's not just getting a degree, but you need to have the competence that you are ready to go into a workplace and deliver. And that is where HeartTrust is very strong. They're working with us also in terms of a rolling out of a national apprenticeship program, because we want persons to have the actual hands-on workforce experiences.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.